T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, bad news. The Padres are not going to be undefeated this year. They lost last night in the home opener pretty badly, actually. But you know what? Still a good time. And I met the coolest couple of dudes who are a lot tougher than many of us listening right now. Welcome to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON.
And welcome to a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine today and highs in the 60s. So that's a nice reprieve from the rain that we had yesterday. I got to tell you, when John and I were downtown for our stagecoach appearance at Union Kitchen and Tap, the weather was kind of all over the place. The sun was out for a little bit, then some rain, then hail, then the sun came back out. On my way home, it started raining just outside of El Cajon, and I swear it was coming down in sheets.
Right.
It was insane.
I saw something I've never seen yesterday. It was pouring rain, and right across the street, I'm not even joking, it was sunny.
Mm-hmm. So how was opening day, John?
Oh my gosh. It was everything you wanted it to be. By the way, thank you to the San Diego Padres, because I don't know who their weather people are, but they listened and they pushed that game back. We would have got whored on had that not happened. In fact, walking to the game, I got one more douse of yesterday's storm before they finally quit and went away. And then it just was a gorgeous night. I mean, you could see it cleared up. You know, not the best score, not the best outcome, but as far as just the vibe, hearing that park when it is jammed, it's really exciting is what it is.
Sure, and unlike most games, everyone was bundled up, except for a couple of people you ran into.
Right.
What is your name? Where are you from?
My name is Jeremy. I'm from Lewiston, Idaho.
My name is Corey. I'm from Kansas City.
Would either of you guys tell me what I'm wearing right now?
So, to me, he looks like he's dressed like it's a blizzard outside.
Yeah, he's ready for a snowstorm.
He's got a Patagonia fleece coat, and he's got a sweatshirt and a jersey, a t-shirt, Padres uniform on, and a thermal. I'm wearing shorts, t-shirt, no socks, and tennis shoes.
And what are you changing into before you go to the game?
I'm not.
And what are you changing into?
Oh, I'm not. This is perfect weather.
There was 2 inches of snow on the ground and 22 degrees when I left my house Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
So this is how I dressed when I left my house too.
He's nuts.
You're a maniac.
Okay, good.
We can confirm that.
I agree with that.
By the way, you've never met a couple of nicer guys in the world. I think they're listening right now, as a matter of fact. And they said they were last night. Maybe
I bet they're sleeping.
Maybe it's a different tale today. All right. Of course, our next big event, we all know, tomorrow, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, San Diego State Aztecs.
For the first time in school history, San Diego State is going to the Final Four.
One more game left until the national championship. Why not the Aztecs? All morning, 833-287-1037. Let's hear your Aztec pride. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON.
San Diego Padres. San Diego.
The only drag about last night and the vibe downtown for the Padres opener was the fact that we lost the game. Other than that, it was a perfect night after the weather stopped crapping on us. Sorry. Welcome to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON.
You were Tammy, so fortunate, John, to be able to be at opening day last night, and I know that you enjoyed yourself, and you ended up kind of making some friends.
I made a lot of friends, and again, just like, and you brought this up, just like KSON's Country Fest, people are in a good mood lately, it seems, and we're so friendly and nice, even strangers from out of town. I met these guys last night while I was walking to Bubs to meet some friends, and they stood out because I'm in a freaking Patagonia like puffer jacket.
Yes.
They're in shorts and t-shirts. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, tourists, let's talk.
So you're wearing are you a Padres fan?
Well, so I'm a baseball fanatic, and I wear wherever we're going,
nice.
I wear the hat
so
to that.
Respect.
I absolutely do. Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So who's your team?
I'm a Mariners fan.
All right. And you've got a great team this year.
I disagree.
Do you know who does have a great team this year?
The Padres.
My God.
That's why we chose San Diego for the opening day.
Well, I'm sorry we can't have usual San Diego weather.
That's okay.
But you seem to be fitting.
It's been awesome.
I'm the one who's complaining.
There was,
you're
going to
put some suntan lotion.
There was an inch and a half of snow this morning at my place.
For Kansas City weather, this is perfect. Okay. This will be just fine. Right. Yep.
Guys, welcome to San Diego. Have fun.
Thank you, sir.
Be safe. Enjoy our fine city.
We'll do. Thank you so much.
We'll listen to you.
Thank you. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye. I love how they picked San Diego over their own home team for opening day.
I love that
tradition.
That's
beautiful.
I'm telling you right now, I wanted to be friends with these guys for life. I met them for 2 minutes. They were the nicest guys. They were so ready to talk and fun and friendly and respectful. That's the thing. You go to someone's town, you show respect.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And last year, I had some Braves guys get in my face my first game. They were ripping on how ugly they thought our uniforms were. Oh. I was with my daughter, and they were being crass.
Yeah.
And I said to them, I expected a little more class from the world champs.
Yeah.
And my daughter said, let's go. true story, by the way.
I can hear it.
Those guys last night were the polar opposite. I wanted to hang with them.
Yeah.
Basically to watch their goosebumps after it got cold last night.
Yeah, it did.
I can't believe they were doing it. And they were so comfortable and so nice. So it was, again, the only problem with last night was the fact that we kind of got pounded by the Rockies. We can't beat the Rockies for some reason. I don't get it, man. I also want to thank my daughter's boyfriend, Zach. I flippantly this morning earlier referred to him as my daughter's dopey boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I was joking because I genuinely love him. And I genuinely love him more now because he's going to Houston with his father and mother to watch the Final Four.
Nice. Go Aztecs.
And gave Abby and me his Padres tickets tonight. So, right. Zach, welcome to the family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.